Hi, aloha, and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the benefits of attending a spiritual retreat because retreats are absolutely booming right now. And a lot of people are wondering why attend one? Why should I go? What's the benefits? What's all this excitement about when it comes to retreats? I believe the industry has done a poll, and I think that it was somewhere around 30% of women, I believe it was career-based women, have already booked retreats for this year. It's really crazy how many people are getting into the retreat space as far as attending. It's different than vacationing, and it's kind of like vacationing at the same time. So it's this really cool balance between your spiritual, physical, and a mental health and vacationing and enjoying all of those things at the same time, which truthfully would be a benefit, right? I haven't even got into the benefits, but that would be a benefit. So if this is the first time that you're joining me, my name is Jennifer O'Neill. I'm a healer, energetic practitioner, medical intuitive, and psychic medium. And so I love to teach about all things regarding your he spiritual health and wellness, healing, and actually spiritual stuff as well. So anyways, let's jump into this right away. There are at least five benefits that I can think of right off the top of my head, and that was without really talking about the aspect of a spiritual retreat. You get kind of the benefits of vacationing and or healing the mind, body, spirit, or addressing the mind, body, spirit at the same time. You get to do both, which is very cool. But the first one I want to talk about is the focused approach that happens when you're dealing with a spiritual retreat or any retreat for that matter. There's a more focused approach that happens when you are at a retreat for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, because you are away from daily distractions. And that is incredibly important if you're wanting to take things to the next level. If you're really wanting to do some work, you're talking spending potentially 8 hours a day focusing on whatever it is that you're wanting to focus on, developing, healing, relaxing, reducing stress, whatever it is that your focus is, you are going to be able to do that like it's a full-time job. You are going to commit a lot of time towards that task that you're wanting to do. And that is really, really good because daily distractions definitely in this day and age, it's like you just get distracted immediately. If the phone rings, you're scrolling through social media, somebody needs to eat, you need to eat. You have to go to work. There's really, really a lot going on as far as distracting us at this time. And you can't get something better than time, especially when it comes to advancing your abilities or trying to heal the body or focus mind, body, spirit. Time is invaluable. And if you're not used to doing it all the time, like I said, daily distractions will come in. So that's one thing that I think is incredibly important. The other thing is you will get, number two, deeper guidance through one-on-one sessions and or group sessions. You will get very customized, very tailored guidance from your teacher or whoever's doing the retreat. And also, you will be having some group guidance as well. So a lot of times or many times the retreats have some one-on-one time and they also have group time. But that again is invaluable because it's customized to you. You can ask questions. These people, the teachers and the group, they're very focused upon the same goal, the same mindset. They are really getting deep into questions and answers, and you're being able to concentrate fully on whatever subject is going on at hand. So that deeper one-on-one guidance and that group guidance is huge. You're talking again, that time frame, you're committing a good amount of time. And the one thing that people don't think about when they think about the one-on-one guidance or the group is the energy. you're in a whole different energetic environment, but that actually kind of fits into number five. So I'm going to leave that for a minute. The next thing is number three would be education and therapeutic sessions. This is something that is often or always almost offered at any retreat. You have educational stuff going on. You're learning, you're developing a skill, or you're learning about imbalances. You're learning how to correct stress. You're learning how to do different relaxation techniques or meditate or whatever it is that you're doing the retreat for. You are going to gain a lot of knowledge by attending, because that's why they're set up. They're set up in a way that you're going away with knowledge on how to do something XYZ. You're going away with this educational aspect of learning more about yourself or learning about more about the therapeutic sessions, which are also offered during this time. So we have the education and the therapeutic sessions. A lot of times, therapeutic sessions just need to be done in person. The impact is deeper. The customized training is better. You just can't quite get that sometimes from a class that's via Zoom or from the phone. You just sometimes really need to be in person to experience the therapeutic sessions, to really get into certain guided meditations, to really work with energy a certain way, to really understand and connect with your intuition or your abilities. It is incredibly helpful to learn different techniques in person, have somebody be guiding you, and also having other people that might be experiencing the same thing as you there, also asking questions, but also learning with you and connecting with those people, which brings us to number four, which is you connect with like-minded individuals. And especially when it comes to a spiritual retreat of any kind, those are topics that for some people, it's really easy and they have friends and family that are into that sort of thing. But for the majority of people, they don't really have friends or family or a support group that they're comfortable saying, hey, I experienced this the other night. I had this dream. I had this happen. I felt this type of energy. What do you think about it? And they can't really find a supportive, like-minded group that they feel comfortable sharing their ideas, their successes, their setbacks, just their experiences, going, hey, have you ever experienced this before? Have you ever had that happen? There is something incredibly bonding and unique and just really enlightening to be around people who are like-minded, who have the same goals as you, who are focusing on their spiritual health and wellness, who are focusing on their physical health and healing, who are focusing upon their spiritual awakening or spiritual growth. And that is of their interest. And they want to talk about it and they want to share their experiences and they want to connect with other like-minded individuals. That is really powerful. People forget about the collective energy as a whole and how powerful that can be. While yes, you can get that through Zoom classes, while yes, you can get that through, maybe some webinars and things like that, there's nothing that can replace the energy that a group collective has. It can be incredibly powerful, and especially when it comes to clearing energy, when it comes to energetic intention things that you're setting and you're trying to accomplish, when it comes to group meditations, when it comes to connecting with spiritual stuff such as the other side, soul retrieval stuff, going back and really connecting deep within your soul. An energetic collective can very much enhance that, not to mention connecting with your spirit guides, connecting with mentors, connecting with spirits from the other side. Whatever it is that you're wanting to achieve, a collective energy can seriously amplify that goal, which I love. The other thing, the last thing, well, actually, I guess I have six. I might have more than five. I really have a lot of benefits for you. The next thing, which will be number five, which is one of the things that I think a lot of people kind of focus upon, is the relaxation and the recharge that you get from a spiritual retreat or a retreat. That is because the environment for retreats are typically set up for exactly that thing, for relaxing and recharging. Energetically, the environment should be conducive to both of those things. And in order to recharge and to really rejuvenate your energy, it does take sometimes, many times, removing yourself from your current environment and allowing yourself to embrace an energetic environment that is specifically set up for you to relax and recharge. That there, it's incredible. It's incredible to move yourself from your current environment. And when you do that, a lot of things again happen. That clarity can happen. The focus can be there. The amplification of the energy can be there. There are so many things that can happen just by creating this different energetic environment. It is set up for health and healing of the mind, body, spirit. Your teachers specifically do some things with your energetic space. They specifically do some things with just cultivating the energetic space within the lessons, within the techniques, and within the actual environment, such as the trees, the place you're sleeping, etc. It's all cultivated to create this different energetic environment. And when you get into something that's cultivated nicely, your whole spiritual body, your energetic body definitely shifts. And you will gather a charge from that. You can gather a charge from that specific place and point on earth. You can gather a charge from those people. You can gather a charge from your teachers. And it really can help to energetically balance you by just being removed from your space and putting yourself in an environment that is clearly created to balance your energy. It's incredibly empowering. And the last thing that I really wanted to talk to you about or explain that I feel like is a huge benefit is these are intensives, or the one I'm doing is an intensive, but most of the time, these spiritual retreats are intensives. And again, that is all the things that we just talked about. We are fully concentrating on building up your energy, rejuvenating your energy, but also there's a goal in mind. There's a path to get there. There's education and therapeutic techniques that help you along that. You're also left, hopefully, you are left with some things to do after you leave. How do you continue this journey? How do you keep your frequency raised? How do you keep your frequency clear? How do you keep healing yourself? How do you keep using these techniques? These are intensives where you come in, they kind of peel apart. What imbalances do you have? What are you struggling with? Where do you feel like you need to work? And you will hopefully be creating a plan or a goal with your teacher, with that environment or your retreat, where you're going, okay, here's the things that I want to achieve. And then they will cultivate a plan and classes and things just for you, customized in a way that you're achieving those things. You're creating a path, you're understanding how to get there. And then when the goals are being met, you also leave with a plan. So that is why spiritual retreats can be very beneficial and why they're different than doing classes. If you really want to take things to the next level, if you really are feeling like I need more than this, I need to deep dive, I am energetically imbalanced, I am not feeling right, I'm not feeling my best, I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling fatigued, I need a break, I need clarity, I need to be more in tune with who I am. These are all reasons to actually attend a spiritual retreat, and they're good reasons. And the reason spiritual retreats and or retreats are so popular is because there's great results. There are many retreats having absolutely fantastic results, and that is why they're so popular. People want to go back. They tell their friends. They're like, hey, let's do this. They meet friends. They cultivate a friendship with the people that have done the retreat with them. So it can be incredibly, incredibly beneficial. That being said, if you would like more information on the retreat that I'm doing, my spiritual retreat in Hawaii. That will be posted below. I'd love to see you there, but I think that spiritual retreats are amazing. Retreats in general, love the idea, love the focus. Make sure you just research your retreat. Make sure that you ask questions if you have them. Make sure that there's a goal in mind that it aligns with yours. But yeah, I hope to see you do one soon, and I'd love to see you at mine. If you enjoy this podcast, or if you enjoy the content on YouTube, make sure to like so that I feel like, yes, you did like the information. I'll keep doing more information like this. That's how I know I'm on the right track. I'll keep doing more stuff for you guys. Or subscribe, because I have a ton of other content coming out with health, healing, and spiritual stuff. So, and if you would like to stop over on the website, the healing website is spiritually-wealthy.com. My regular website is keystothespiritworld.com. And, or if you want to develop more through learning, you're not ready for a retreat, but you really would like to enhance your abilities or try to focus and take a class, you can stop over to empath-university.com. All right. Until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.